So knowing that you got to see Frightened Rabbit at one of the most iconic festivals, and thinking back now that, you know, he's not here anymore, that kind of just gives me chills thinking about it. Leon Bridges is mm-hmm. another one of my sets. I had to be there for that because yeah. when his album came out, Coming Home, and he was announced, I couldn't believe, like, I couldn't believe what I witnessed. That set was incredible. And the Serotones, their set last year was outstanding. They made their so basically all of these people, all these bands that I chose are all debut performers at okay. Newport Folk Festival, and each one of them brought their A game, yeah. Including Christopher Paul Stelling. And this is probably my most favorite memory, actually, of all time, was this song I'm about to play for you. Because on the way there on a Sunday, he played, I'm trying to think of the stage that he played. It was Sunday, July 26th.
He played the,
was it Harbor?
Stage.
Yeah, it was Harbor. Yeah. Okay. So on the boat there, you know, you make friends with people on the boat. Mm-hmm. And that's a great part about it. You make friends with the boat. And we were just talking, you know, and people were asking me, what are you going to go see? And I was like, the moment I get off this boat, I'm heading to Harbor and I'm going to see Christopher Paul Stelling. And I was like, y'all need to come with me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay. And you know, you don't think they're going to listen to you. But when I got there, I saw everybody on the boat at Christopher Paul Stelling. And I was like, oh, you guys all listen to me. Thanks. Mm-hmm. You're going to have a great time. And I'm like, all right, we will. And so this was his debut Newport set. And he came out and delivered probably one of the finest, most intense performances I had ever witnessed. And then at the end of this set, one of his bandmates and his friends, Julia, they came out and did the last song was Scarecrow from his album Labor Against Waste. And it was just the two of them. Do you know the story?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah, but okay. I was not there.
You weren't there? And after the set, mm-hmm. That he got the crowd, the place was packed. It was packed. People, it was spilling out into the, there was no seats left. People were just watching. After the set, he got a standing ovation. And as he was leaving, he turned around, got down on one knee, pulled out a ring, and asked Julia to marry him. And the place went crazy. I had never heard such loud applause. People were crying. It was just incredible. And I think it was the very first on-stage proposal at Newport Folk Festival. Mm-hmm. And just to see something so amazing happen right there, see like this performance and this song that they played is one of my favorites, and then just to see that happen and witness that, and his parents were there.
Oh.
Yeah, and that was incredible. Wow. And they came out and hugged each other, and the applause went on, I think, forever.
Mm-hmm.
It just kept going. And we all couldn't believe what we just witnessed. It was an amazing performance, something that kind of touched your heart. And to this day, I talk about it to people. And when I talk about it with my friends who were there, they're like, yeah, that's probably one of the best things I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to play you now my sets that I, a few of my favorite performances. And of course, Christopher Paul Stelling playing 2015, his debut, and proposing to his girlfriend after this song that I'm about to play for you. Here on WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio with Gabby and Ryan, celebrating our favorite time of the year, Newport Folk Festival.
We were lost, set adrift on a red clay unmarked road with nothing except we could hold, free of every debt we owed. We left behind a sordid past, and all we had held dear, we dropped sails and climbed the mast. Made a promise in the mirror. inspired. So breathe, breathe it out. Lay all the burdens down to rest. Breathe through the doubts. Never let them get the best, the best of you. Yonder, darling, what's sad to see? Don't that scarecrow on the hillside looking awful lot like me? With his arms all spread out wide, like he was measuring the fields. Was he out there standing guard over something long been concealed? It was in his body as a shield. Oh, maybe he's more like Jesus Christ. Out there crucified for what he held inside his heart. That it could no longer hide. Did it make him out a liar? So breathe, breathe it out. Lay your burdens down to rest. Breathe through the doubts. Never
silver locket. Die, die, die. the ladies would have to lean back in their gay. You grabbed my arm and left with me, but you were not allowed to. You took me to a public place to quietly blend into. Such a trick, pretending not to be doing what you want to. But seems like everybody does this every waking moment. Might not approve of this and plead it. So selfish them would be their cry, and who'd be brave to argue? Doing what two people need is never on the menu.
Tired human beings. He's got all the things a cripple has not, two working arms and legs. And vital parts fall from his system and dissolve in Scottish rain. Vitally, he doesn't miss him, he's too f***ed up to care. Is that you in front of me? Coming back for even more, they tell you the same. You must be a masochist. I'm a modern laugher on his last leg. On his last leg. Times and still can't work out why. You see, I've got this disease, I can't shake and I'm just rattling through life. Oh, well, this is how we do things now, yeah, this is how the modern stays scared. So I count all the good stuff, yeah.
Masochist, to love a modern laugher on his last leg. shine deep seas. Now she headed east down the boulevard. Said I like the way, said I like the way, sail your ship now, let me be your cargo. I won't wear you down, no honey, I won't wear you down. A destination, but I got a feeling I need to be your passenger. Sugar, let me be your passenger. A ship, said I like the way, said I like the way, you sail your ship now, let me be your cargo. I won't weigh you down, no honey, I won't weigh you down. Smooth sailing, darling. Sweet pretty baby, won't you be my lady? Sweet honey, darling, you know I'm calling. I want you. Said I like the way, said I like the way, sail your ship now, let me be your cargo. I won't weigh you down, no honey, I won't weigh you down. So smooth sailing. Darling. Sweet pretty baby, won't you be my lady? Sweet honey darling, you know I'm calling. I want you. Said I like the way, said I like the way, sail your ship now, let me be your cargo. I won't weigh you down, no honey, I won't weigh you down.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Music from Serotones on the sets of bands that I chose that were some of my most memorable. And Serotones playing 2017, and I played you a track called Chandelier from their 2016 debut, Get Gone. And they're from Serotones are from Shreveport, Louisiana. They had an early set on Friday, July 28th of last year at the Quad Stage. And frontwoman AJ Hayes, who's the lead singer there, she annihilated it.
Mm-hmm.
She came out with this fringy purple jacket on and some amazing hair and some amazing moves. Her band was incredible. And, it, you know, they made their debut. And I had heard them because I played them on Music Savage show. I was really excited to see their live performance. I wanted to hear how that music was translated on stage. I heard great things about their set. She came out. She couldn't believe that she was there. They were just so appreciative. And then they proceeded to destroy that set. She came out to the crowd. She was walking up and down the aisle. People were just up and jumping around. And she had this like amazing, just don't mess with me attitude. And she was fun. And, it, you know, it was just one of those sets that just blew me away.
Yeah. Yeah, I did see. I saw a chunk of that set. And I hadn't listened to them beforehand, yeah. And it definitely, yeah, made an impression.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, and so these, all these people on the sets that I had chosen were, had all made their debuts. So these were a debut set, basically. And I think the thing that moves me the most about people who show up for the first time, again, we were talking about this, mm-hmm. was just how special it is for that performer. You know, yeah. they get up there and they see the crowd and they look out and they see the ocean, or they, you know, they see all the faces there and they're just like, I can't believe I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and every single person gets up on that stage, no matter if they're not feeling well, no matter if they're in a grumpy mood, they come up and they don't dial it in. They bring everything to that performance. It's really incredible.
Yeah.
It really is. Leon Bridges up ahead of that. Smooth Sailing from his 2015 debut album. Coming Home, he debuted at Newport, playing the Quad Stage on Friday, July 24th, 2015. And I remember how quickly that stage filled up. Everyone was talking about, you're going to see Leon Bridges, you're going to see Leon Bridges. And I remember thinking to myself, I better get there pretty quick. Because there's not going to be anywhere to stand or watch him. And I was correct. I got mm-hmm. there quick and I got a good spot. And then it was spilling out. Again, it was one of those moments where I think the island shifted a little bit because everybody was at Leon Bridges. Everyone was up and moving and shaking and having a great time. And he was up there bringing it. He's giving yeah. it all, spinning around, dancing. It was stupid hot that day, too. Mm-hmm. I remember that. It was really hot. It didn't matter, though.
Yeah,
everyone was dancing around. Nobody cared. Frightened Rabbit up ahead of that. The Modern Leopards, favorite of mine from the Scottish band's second album, The Midnight Organ Fight, and that was released in 2008. And I remember when Scott had come out, he had said that it was basically their dream to be there. You know, he said it was something that they had dreamed of as a band to play Newport. And he was kind of emotional. He kind of, you know, he knew where he was, and the whole crowd was very appreciative of it. And then they just belted out an incredible set. Just to this day, even I'm talking about it, I'm getting goosebumps just mm-hmm. like thinking about that set. And especially now that Scott is gone, and just thinking that I'll never get to see them again. But and I got to see them at Newport, and I've seen them many times, but that was really special. It was really special to see that, and I'm glad that I did. Up ahead of that, Jack White, Blunderbuss, title track from his debut solo album, released in 2012, and Jack made his debut on Saturday, July 26, 2014, at the Fort Stage. You know, not many people can make their debut and automatically be on the Fort Stage.
Yeah.
You kind of have to work your way up. That's how it is, right? You know, Margo Price, who's playing this year, is on the Fort Stage, but she, you know, you had to start on one of the smaller stages.
Mm-hmm.
Not Jack White. You know, if you're Jack White, you get the Fort Stage mm-hmm. immediately. And why wouldn't you? You know, he's
yeah.
been a member of all these amazing bands, the White Stripes, Dead Weather. Why would you not mm-hmm. give Jack White the
I'm surprised that was his debut.
Yeah, his debut.
Yeah.
So I was surprised mm-hmm. too. I remember I was looking through and I was like, this couldn't have been his debut, but it was.
Okay.
Yeah. He just came out and just destroyed. And at the end, that was the year that Pete Seeger had passed away. He passed away in January of 2014. Mm-hmm. Jack, at the end of his set, got everyone together and sang Goodnight Irene. And you could see Jack getting all emotional. Yeah. It was really awesome. It was really great. It was a nice tribute to Pete. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get into some sets of bands that I'm looking forward to this year, and then next one will be these bands that you're looking forward to. I'm kicking it off with the Song of the Week. Usually I do the Song of the Week at the top of the hour, but this is different. This is a special Newport show. So the Song of the Week this week is from Glorietta, supergroup, and started by the one and only Matthew Logan Vasquez, who likes to be in bands, who can just be sitting around and then one day decide to be in a band, and then all of a sudden it happens, because that's what he does.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this set coming up. They are playing on Friday, next Friday, July 27th, on the Quad Stage at 2:40. They have a self-titled debut album coming out August 24th, and I am going to play you the Song of the Week from Glorietta. It's called Hard Way. Kicking off, and they're pretty much kicking off Newport, even though they're playing 2 o'clock. But, you know, Matthew Logan Vasquez, he's, you know, we were just talking about him. He's pretty much Newport Folk Festival.
Yeah, and he's great. Yeah, he's so great. Fun to watch.
He's so fun to watch. This is going to be, I know you're going to be at this set too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're going to both be at this set together. So here you go. Here's the Song of the Week, Glorietta, Music Savage Show. Enjoy. When it starts, eventually. Here it is.
Mama's in the kitchen saying, don't touch the stove. I never listened to what I was told. I burned my hand and started to cry. My mama said, I love you, boy, why would I lie? Well, I had to learn the hard way. Thinking if it's easy, well, then it's a waste of my time. Oh, you're gonna have to tell me twice. You're gonna need all my hand before I ever I'm gonna be a dead man, singing in my
so you better know. Don't nobody know where you go. Just know the block just got high. When you see a train, gotta be straight, gotta be quick, gotta get for your gig. And ain't no telling what I'm gonna do tonight. I strode the funeral room full of I met somebody's groom that was
I just took him by the hand, I slipped him.
Next thing that I know, he was reaching for his wallet.
On the road,
driving real fast, tank full of gas, cash. It flips my phone fast, and my past mic crash, flips small, take it slow, Marco, thank you, swerving. Bet that bass makes wood through sirens, cause I see him looking. Should've get out?
No.
I gotta make a quick decision, so my hand moved to that door. But I get a flashback of a recap of the night before.
This is just like last week when
I strolled up in a room full of liquor. I was stumbling from my car, he must have
noticed I was plastered.
Followed me right in his liquor.
Mickey and my father.
Next thing that I know, I was leaning, he was driving. Gotta get out my feelings. See
some
that? Oh, never wanna go to Venice. Never wanna go to Venice. But I don't wanna go to prison. So I crank that car up. Ooh, it starts up now. I'm hitting 60 out of.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be
like
a good
ending.
Set. Yeah. That's Tank and the Bangas. The track called Quick. It's one of my favorite singles from last year. And that song was the song that won them the 2017 NPR Tiny Desk Concert. Contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said concert. But that's the song that they submitted, and that's what made them insta-famous. Because as soon as Bob Boylan starts talking about you, you're kind of famous. They're making their debut performance on Saturday, July 28th at 1:25 at the Quad Stage. I think you should be there, Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be there?
Wait, what day is it?
Saturday, July 28th, 1:25.
I'm going to be there, I hope.
Okay. That's all I can hope for. Curtis Harding up ahead of that. Need Your Love from his terrific sophomore album, Face Your Fear, out now on Anti Records. He's playing Saturday, July 28th on the Fort Stage, making his debut on the Fort Stage. You going to be there?
Yeah. I need to look.
I need to look at the schedule.
Saturday
too.
Is so hard.
It's very hard.
I know that's the day when there's. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot going on. You know, it's a funny thing, too. You make these schedules. You know this. You make a schedule, and you never stick to it.
Exactly.
It's how it always is.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic Negrito up at that. The Duffler off of his new album, Please Don't Be Dead, and he's playing Friday, July 27th at 11:20 on the Ford stage. So I'm going to get off the boat and get right to that stage. And kicking off the set, the song of the week, Glorietta, Hard Way. It's the great single from the upcoming Supergroup's debut self-titled album. It's out August 24th, and so... That is Jason Robert Blum, Noah Gunderson, Adrian Quesada, David Ramirez, Matthew Logan Vasquez, Kelsey Wilson. I think I got all of them. I hope.
I don't think there are more than six.
And they're playing Friday, July 27th at 2:40. And I'm going to be there. Gabby's going to be there. It's going to be fun. Now let's get into the sets that you're most looking forward to. You chose Hamilton, Lighthouser, and Rostam. Great choice. Courtney Marie Andrews, another great choice. She's playing Museum Stage. Jason Isbell. You can't go wrong with Jason Isbell.
Yeah,
exactly. Courtney Barnett and Valerie June. Let's kick it off with Hamilton, Lighthouser, and Rostam. They are making their debut. This is going to be great. Here is In a Blackout. This is Gabby's sets that she is excited about for next week.
No need to wander around. I live in a nameless town, in a blackout.
land of the free.
Getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Used to think that this was my town. What a stupid thing to think. I hear you biting off a breakdown. I myself am on the brink. I used to want to be a real man. I don't know what that even means. Now I just want you in my arms again, and we can search each other's dreams. I know you're tired and you ain't sleeping well. Likely man as hell. But wherever you are, I hope the high road leads you home again. I've heard enough of the white man's blues. I've sang enough about myself. So if you're looking for some bad news,
Your plate, don't let it go to waste. Humble but hungry.